Section 2. Listen to the following short speech and answer the questions.
My name is Shlomo. Everybody know me as Momo, Momo-san, or they call me Momo-chan, yeah? Since I was born in Israel, and my nickname in Israel also was Momo. And my nickname, or same in Japan, my nickname is Momo. I was born in Israel about 40 years ago in the place called Givatayim, which is a small city near the biggest city of Israel, Tel Aviv. And I grew up there and studied in school there, in primary school and high school there in Israel. And that's about a little bit when the place I was born. Yeah? The place, it's called Givatayim, it's a small city near Tel Aviv. The English is very important in Israel. One of the most important languages in Israel is English. After Hebrew and Arabic, most of the population in Israel are speaking very reasonable English. People study in university, usually in university in Israel, they study only in English language. All the students in Israel, they don't study even in Hebrew. Most of the books are in English. If you want to be a doctor or whatever, any kind of profession, you study most of the books in English. And people making businesses, a lot of business people in English or computers or whatever, yeah. Very important, very, very important language in Israel. My native language in Israel is Hebrew. Since I was 10 years old, fifth grade in primary school, I started to study English in school. It's compulsory to study English in school since you are 10 years old. Well, in my time, I don't know now maybe the system a little bit changed, could be even younger. Since I was 10 years old until I was 18, I was studying very, very serious English in school. The grammar and the accent, or whatever. The kind of English I studied was basic English that necessary to know about, it's not kind of American or English or whatever, it's kind of basic one. That's necessary for you, like grammar or anything you need to know about anything in English. Yeah, whatever. I think the English will be important in Israel in the future and all around the world. I think it's the most important language in the world, maybe. All around the world, in Japan, in Israel, in Europe, everywhere. Everybody making the businesses or computers, internet or whatever in that language. The basic is the English language. So I think it's compulsory for everybody to know this language.